Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, one image itself, but be filled with the Spirit. Commanded God Almighty. Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed, the priest was taken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Acts 9:17. Ananias with his wife, and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, brought Saul, the Lord even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight. He has sent me that you may be filled with the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. And hope maketh another stand, because the love of God is shed abroad in all our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Galatians 5:16. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if you, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he shall hear it. Father, I ask that the Spirit pray for me. Right now, I ask that you answer their prayer in my prayer, to give me a mighty anointing with the Holy Ghost. Give me a mighty anointing of your Spirit. Let my very body be on fire for the Holy Ghost. Take that fire that you have put in me and put it on every person in this auditorium. Fill everyone up with the Holy Ghost. Would you lift your hand and say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost right now? Come on, lift your hand. Ask God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Ask Him to let the Spirit come mightily upon you even now. And they all begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Baptize us. Take these scriptures that we've read and bring them in our being. You may receive it. Some number of months back, I wrote an article. I think it's called The Crisis in America. I was greatly honored to put in unmade copies of that in so many places, even the Church of God called and asked permission to reprint that. I've not been able to get away from that thought about a crisis. When I went to Lamar University, Dr. F. L. McDowell was the president. McDowell's gym was named after him. But he asked every one of us in my freshman orientation to do something. We all did it. I'm going to ask you to do something in that same thought right now. I would like for you to look at the person sitting next to you and try to be behind you there. And I want you to say to them, this is what Dr. McDonald had to say. Look at the person on either side of you. And say to them, when I graduate, you will not be. Everybody sitting there where I was, then I get back to where the class that we were in. I want you to look at the person next to you, and I want you to say this to them. You are living in the time of a crisis. Would you do that, buddy? I want you to hear me say that we are in a crisis. I want you to hear your brothers and sisters say it because we are in a crisis. A lot of things that have been constrained and wise sayings in the past are now a living reality. Brother Kennedy used to preach that God is either going to come to the church or for the church. Brother Frank told me Saturday, whatever day we talked, Brother Robert, Brother Kennedy was right. We are that generation. God is either going to come to the church or for the church. I don't know when he's going to come. For the church. But I do know in my mind and in my heart when he must come to the church. Every one of us say that we're Christians. And I believe that most of us are. But if you live for God, no matter where you are in this earth, your Christianity is based on two facts. And one of those facts is that Jesus was raised from the dead. If Christ be not risen, then you just came from God. The other is, scripture that I read to you, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to back up on that. I'm not going to take your great grandmother into consideration. We're going to deal with the Word of God. So the fact that Jesus has risen and the Spirit has been given. These are the foundations of our faith. We have nothing else. And the reason they are the foundations is because there is no other way for you to know God than what I've just described. You've got to know. Sins forgiven by the risen Christ. I'm going to quote it. If Christ be not risen from the dead, your faith is in vain. You can believe that he died for your sin. You can believe that whatever you said that you believe. But if he had not raised, your faith is in vain. Jesus said, I must go back to the Father. Because if I do not go, the Spirit will not come. Upon that foundation, upon that principle, upon that truth, we understand that Christ has forgiven us and God the Holy Ghost has come into us. I said that I was going to be preaching last Sunday when we started this from the Holy Spirit. But I want to say some things that may upset some of you. But it's what I believe. I believe that I can prove it by the Word of God. I do not believe, from what I know of the Word of Truth, that there is any way that you can know, understand, appreciate, live anything of the cross unless you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of people that they've got an idea about the cross. They can quote things about the cross. They can say things about the cross. But the Bible tells us that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. The will of the Father included going to talk, going to the cross. But the will of the Father included him going back so that God could send the Holy Ghost. You don't have a choice. You don't have an argument. You say, you're putting this money. I am, for one reason. You must have a hunger. You must have a desire. That man preached And he said, where is our desire for the church? Where is our desire? God has got to stir a desire in us. What I'm preaching to you today is my belief in my heart. But what I'm preaching to you today is this. My God, stir us. Stir us to that which is your will and your desire for us. I say that about the cross. And I emphasize this, that you cannot really fully understand the cross except you have the life of the Spirit. I know people that went across and ran the next. I know people that Jesus left. All because it has something in relation to the cross. You can't come to the cross for redemption unless you're drawn by the Spirit of God. I know a lot of people that are always talking about you've got to accept the Lord as your Savior. But I'll be sure what I'm telling you today. There's people that give a mental assent to the cross, but really what they're doing is they're recording something from the history. Now, history's good when it's religion history. Something happened to us. And in this sense, it's not good. There have been times in this church at 5 o'clock in the morning, people are on their faces before God, crying out to God. I believe it's all back there. Truly. Working on that job at the city. But there will be 5 or 6 ladies with her that will be in this church every day at lunchtime, calling upon the name of the Lord. You could come about any time. One man used to come in and pray. He waited 20 minutes with a couple. Come and pray. We've lost something. We've lost that drawing. We've lost that drawing of the Holy Ghost. Our lifestyle is not nearly as important as the time to spend time in presence. And I'm not speaking about anyone that used to come from out of love. I'm telling you, it's a sad day when we don't spend that time in prayer because we were doing prayer. We have a different opinion about the cross. I know we do. Because we begin to tolerate it. We begin to let things slip in. We begin to make excuses for why we don't do certain things. My only appeal to you this morning is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. My appeal to you is for us all, every one of us, come back to that place to where we will humble ourselves in the presence of God. There are things that we are willing to see God do, that we believe God wants to do. But the reason we can't do it is because that we've gotten away from the life of the Holy Ghost. I think that was just back when I was preaching for my grandmother, the South Rock grandmother. I was tired. I started preaching in January of that year. I had a preach for my granddad in December. I was home for 5 days of that year, 5 days. 3 of those days, which was my dad, my granddad's funeral. Her dad, her granddad, from the 6th of 20, when you went there, you had church 7 days a week. Their regular youth tonight was Saturday night. I got there. I said, Brother 20, my granddad was buried in September. He died on September the 12th. I said, I've not even been home since September. I have preached almost every night of my life since September. I said, make sure I see. But I would, you might make no sense here than where I was, I don't. But one day, it was ice cold. It was snowing. And I saw 3 ladies walking in the snow down by that old silver refinery. They went in the church. I went in the church. He could hear the groan. He could hear the cry. He could hear the prayer. But those young ladies, they were coming out. They were praying for me. Praying for the church. Praying for the entire. I couldn't move. I think I was there. I think I was there for 7 years. I was there and went straight to Houston and dedicated a building. I don't know why I'm teaching all of this yesterday. Only thing I'm telling you is you don't know where my words were in my heart. When you meet those three ladies that were walking in this place and said they were before God from that point of the Holy Spirit. But the fact is, as you want to do, if there's not a burden there, and that burden comes by the Holy Spirit working in us to do it on us. I'm just scared of it. And I'm pleading that we, every one of us, come back to the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I never forgot the words my pastor told me. He told me one day, he said, "Son, you could preach, but you never told me that I was studying. He said, you're gifted. He said, I'm going to tell you, if you don't pray, if you don't pray, you're back." And he went through it. I was in Tennessee. God said to me, "Pray." I decided I would say to them, God said, "Pray." This happened to me many times. I finally had to get up in the middle of the night to drive my car down to that community church. Miserable, cold, devil's fighting everywhere. I went in that church and prayed for him. I can't tell you the number of times that happened. God didn't talk to anybody else but me. There's a very few times. The answer is not prayer. There's going to be times when you're not going to talk to everybody. He's going to talk to you like he did me in Tennessee. I want you in my presence. I want you praying. I want to hear your voice. Oh, that I could see in this church. What I saw as an evangelist, which I can. If I'm going to live life as a pastor, then I'll live as an evangelist. If you saw my notes, you wouldn't recognize it from what I said. Being that kind of with lying on your sisters, but be filled with the Spirit. We talk about experiences we've had, because it used to be. Our custodian here at Bible Musician Academy, our custodian who for years was Brother A.L. Peters. When the church was built, there were carpet runners down the aisles. Tyler was Brother Peters. Poor Brother Peters. I look back at him. He'd get out of the morning. And he told you what? You can walk in the Spirit. He's got that buffer out. He's buffering the telephone. It's huge. He's got a lot. He just come in here. Only got the Holy Ghost to keep him alive. And I've always seen him. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. He just received. He could breathe. Saturday night, we had youth prayer meetings. I knew youth on the balcony, on the Bible floor. When we had prayer meetings, we reminded them in the Holy Ghost, but the people from God just had to come clean it up to get one last thing in my story. I'm telling you, in my youth services, I knew people gave messages into us. And interpreted. Am I telling the truth? In our youth services, there were prophecies. One man in the roof of God like that, 18 people were baptized in the Holy Ghost. speaking, you know where I'm coming from. I'm coming back to tell you that me and everyone has got to be filled, refilled, baptized in the Holy Ghost. And it must be any question. It must be done now. It must be now.